Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Barbara Weltman is our guest. And our good friend Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasher's books on small business taxes. The 2010 is out. 11 is about to be out. All the other books Barbara's written, what have you written? A couple of dozen books or more, Barbara, over the years?
More than 25 unique titles.
Yeah, different titles on different topics. She's a great resource for us. We latched onto her back in March of 98, and we haven't let go of her. Barbara, you also have your own radio show.
It's called Build Your Business.
I'm very excited about that. I've been a guest on your show. Thank you for that. You do a great job with that. Tell the audience how they can find you and your books, your radio show, all that stuff.
You can find me through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com, and there you can link to my radio show, which is every Monday 4 to 5 Eastern time, or get the podcast. And you can also find my books there. You can get my sign up for my idea of the day and my newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business.
All that stuff right there, folks. It's good stuff too. If you're trying to do some tax planning, especially anything you need to know about taxes for your small business, Barbara is the expert, and a lot of stuff's right there on the site that you can just take advantage of. Be sure to check out her books too, Barbara. Let's talk a little bit more about tax planning through the end of the year. In the previous segment, You talked about some of the things that we could do between now and the 15th of October, when we have to file our personal taxes. But what about before we go to the end of the year?
Well, this is a very unique year for any kind of year-end tax planning, because we don't know what the tax rates are going to be next year. You know, typically for year-end tax planning, we tell, let's say, a business owner on the cash basis method of accounting to defer income and accelerate deductions, so that because we're expecting that the tax rates, how we expect the tax rates to be. But why defer income if the rates are going to be higher next year?
Right.
So we can't really say. I think the key thing to do is for business owners to stay in close contact with their tax advisors.
Right.
To monitor what's going on, to monitor their personal situations, and then make informed decisions.
I've been telling people to presume that their taxes are going to go up next year.
I think that Congress may chicken out in a lame duck and just do a one-year extension of the Bush tax cuts and kick the ball to next year.
But if the Democrats lose big as many people think they will in November, what's their motivation to do that? Barbara, come on, don't be naive. Don't think that the people are going to do it just because it's the right thing to do. We already know that Washington is not going to do much of that. Here's my question, though: is there anything wrong with, if you plan for the worst and it doesn't work out from a tax planning standpoint, that's not bad, is it?
Well, you can plan for the worst, but it's really, it's either going in one direction or the other. Either you're going to defer income or you're not.
Yeah.
So if you plan for the worst, then you haven't helped yourself tax-wise.
But here's the thing. Taxes are not going to be less next year than they are this year, right?
What happened would be there would be some indexing, so it would be more advantageous to defer. Defer means that you wouldn't owe the taxes
next year, which I still believe that the percentage play. And I'm not a planner, folks. Barbara's the expert, but I'm talking from a politics standpoint. I don't have any confidence in Washington doing the right thing. But what are some other things we can do besides deferred? We can still set up a 401k plan for this year before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, what you should definitely do is look at your retirement plan situation and at least sign paperwork by the end of the year.
Right.
You don't have to fund the plan for 2010, but you have to sign the paperwork.
If you sign the paperwork for 2010 and you wind up not funding it for 2010, is anything wrong there?
No, but the thing is, with certain plans, once you set them up, you're kind of committing for a long term. We talked about the SEP, which is more of the year-by-year thing, where you're only committed to put money in. But if you have a profit-sharing plan and you don't have profits, you don't have to put anything in.
Right. Now, all right, that's very interesting. And they can find out all about all these things in your books and on your website, can't they, Barbara?
Absolutely.
Hey, Barbara, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations again on your award, the New York Enterprise Report's Small Business Advocate of the Year. Folks, this is a big deal. Congratulations on that, Barbara, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Barbara Weltman. Oh, I forgot to mention she's a new grandmother, too. Got two now. She's very excited about that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.